This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Here's my thought. People have quit their jobs and have gotten jobs closer to home so they don't have to drive 100 miles to work. People don't go on vacation anymore. People have made life adjustments in their life. Get this, because of a book of fiction. And yet, here's my thought. Why are we worried about 1 second after an EMP that we know nothing about, but we're not worried at all about the Bible saying, for it is appointed unto man once to die, and 1 second after the judgment? We're not bothered by that. We're not upset about that. We're upset about what we read in the book, and understandably so. It bothered me for days after reading it. There are people who say they can't sleep for weeks after reading that book. That's how, I'm telling you, don't necessarily go out and get it. But why would you be worried about that and not concerned for the hope that you have 1 second after you die? It's all connected to Christ. That's my point. Any hope in your life? Christ. Any hope in death? Christ. Any hope for the future if there's an EMP? Christ. Everything in life that's connected to the H word, to hope, is connected with Jesus Christ. Most Christians don't get that, but it's true. What's that have to do with Christmas? Everything. Make sure you have the Christ of Christmas in your life today, so that when you face the 1 second after of whatever happens in your life or death, I've got Christ in my life, the one who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, the one who said, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. If those statements are true, that's the most important thing about Christmas 2015 in your life, to be related to the one who came invisibly, who was born in a barn, but came, the Christ of Bethlehem became the Christ of the cross and the Christ of Calvary and the Christ of the resurrection and the Christ of the ascension and the Christ who's coming back. Hallelujah. James T. Harris said it really bothered him, it hurt him, that he became invisible wearing his janitor's uniform in a factory. And people who knew him would walk right by him pretending they didn't know him. And tell you something worse than that, the Son of God entered the human race in the form of a baby, and he was invisible. And yet the angel said, glory to God in the highest. Do you know what that means? The highest praise that can ever be given for anything or anyone, right that moment. Glory to God in the highest. In excelsis Deo is the Latin that some of you grew up with. And that's for Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Christmas is about a person. It's about a personal relationship. It's about reconciliation. It's not about conflict resolution. It's about reconciliation. We have been reconciled to God through the cross of Christ. And because of that, that empowers reconciliation in your family, and reconciliation with your extended family, and reconciliation with people you work with and go to school with. It has nothing to do with you or me. It has everything to do with the cross. Don't ever forget that. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for the word today from Luke 2, how the invisible coming of Jesus changes our life today. The one who came to a barn, to a feeding trough as his beginning, his humble abode, is the one that came to give me life and life eternal. His name is Jesus. Bless this decision time. Thank you for those who responded in the first service. Bless this second service right now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, what about you, my friend? I hope that you realize Christianity is not about conflict resolution. It's about reconciliation with God the Father through the Son. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.